for the crowd. And but majority insist on sending me on the plane there, so that I know what is to fly on the plane. And I thought that I believe they thought that I was afraid to fly on the plane, so I decided to come on the plane.
But tell me about it.
Well, you know what this had like to fly, do you? I said, nothing. I can feel nothing. Why do you sit down there like I am here? You never can notice if you're traveling or not.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, in a certain way, yes. But when we left the peninsula there in Florida, you see nothing but, not even the sea, because we were flying so high, according to what the pilots say, or I don't know, which I hear the boss in the microphone there. We were flying 32,000 feet, and at speed of 600 miles an hour. I start at 8:30, I take the plane at 8:30 in Miami, at 10:45 I was in San Antonio. From there I got a taxi to take me to the bus station, and I left there at San Antonio, I believe at 2:30, by 5:30 I was in Laredo. So then a brother of mine take me from the bus station here to my home here. We was about before 6 o'clock when I was here.
Did you make that trip?
In other words, I eat breakfast in Miami, eat dinner in San Antonio, and take supper in my home. All in the same day.
That's interesting. Tell me about the kind of animals you have around here.
Animals? You mean domestic animals?
Yes.
Well, usually just cattle, horses. Years ago, we had many mules in here, a lot of donkeys on the street there, but we don't have it in.
You had donkeys on the streets?
Yeah.
Did people ride them, or what do they keep them for?
Well, they give me a lot of juices after guru. And besides that, there's an animal they don't have to care much about. To keep them, just turn them loose there, they can live anywhere. Especially when the yards are open, there are no fences in it, they go anywhere eating grass or whatever they can find, paper or whatever.
They eat paper?
Yeah, they eat rice.
Well, I noticed you had a cat. Do you have any other animals like a cat or anything?
Cats and dogs. I don't keep them. They just come in here, but I don't like much about to keep them because I don't have that trouble and that responsibilities. So for instance, you keep a dog here, you see, and if that dog ever happens to bite a child or something, you are going to get into a lot of trouble. You have to take it to the doctor on his pains, and then tie the dog for a certain number of days and see there's no rabies in it and things like that, and it's better not to keep him.
Well, if a dog bit a child, what would you say? You said the child got what?
Rabies.
So
maybe, may not, but anyhow, they have to give him some shots, and you have to tie the dog for observation. That's a lot of trouble to keep him, and especially when you had no fences in the yard there to keep him.
Well, what would you call the, you said you had cattle here. What do you call the male, or the male of the cattle?
Toro.
Toro
bull.
And which, you usually say call them toro?
Well, you see, the cattle man used to keep him, the way a ranch working here, cattle ranch, they usually take about one bull for every 10 to 15 cows, you see, to keep it loose in the pasture. If you keep that bull there on the pen, he can easily serve 35 or 40 cows. You just bring him the cows in there when the cows are ready, and the bull can serve that many. But in the open pasture, you see, that's different because they do a lot of traveling. Sometimes they fight one another, sometimes they jump the fences. It's not as easy, you see.